like a bunch of rhinos trapped in a matchbox. I mean, when you got 8 or 9 Samoans hanging out in there in a living room watching the Niners, you know, there's going to be a good chance if you're not checking your surroundings, you might get an intentional smack across the face from somebody being excited.
Faith. By definition, it's something that is felt with strong conviction without tangible evidence of its existence. Many claim to have it, but how do we attain it? It can't be held. It can't be sold. But it can be passed down. Faith is invaluable to those who feel it. How is it that this belief can unite us regardless of our differences? It's because of conviction, that feeling inside that links so many, from the far corners of the earth to the closest reaches of our neighborhoods. Faith is all around us. Faith springs from a glorious past forward to a promising future. The faith that those who not so quietly defeated rivals and redefined record books would inspire their brethren of today to reach such epic accomplishments. And all along, there are those who cheer. In their minds, they envision. In their hearts, they believe. And because of that, they are simply known as the faithful. In April of 2015, WrestleMania came to the Bay and called Levi's Stadium its home for one night of dazzling sports entertainment. Bay Area native and lifelong 49er fan, Roman Reigns was the headliner. When it was all said and done, Reigns was defeated by Seth Rollins, and the kid who grew up cheering on his 5-time world champion 49ers ironically found defeat in a championship round on the field where his gridiron heroes play. But to understand Roman Reigns, born Joe Onowati, you have to understand his lineage, history, and his family's connection to professional wrestling.
I'm from Pensacola, Florida. It's a small beach town. My father, he was a wrestler before me back in the late 70s, and back then it was the territory days, so he was bouncing, you know, all over the country, all over the world, you know, chasing his dream, and he came across Pensacola, and it really reminded him of the island. I was born and raised in Pensacola, Florida, but the majority of my family lives on the West Coast, scattered all throughout California, all the way from, you know, Southern Cal to the Bay Area up here. If you ask anybody, it's all about the Niners. That it's just the way it is. The love for the 49ers traveled, you know, from the West Coast to the East Coast for us. And as, you know, our family got bigger in Pensacola, the 49er gang got bigger in Pensacola. My earliest memory, kind of the passing of the torch of Joe Montana to Steve Young, and I'm a Joe, and he's a Joe, and he was the Joe, Joe Montana, and I loved him. Who didn't? You know, he was Joe Smooth. He was the man. He was a championship quarterback, and here comes Steve Young, and, you know, he had a lot of promise and, you know, a lot of potential, but I just didn't know about this guy. I was not happy about this, but he ended up doing very well for us, and, you know, the championship that we won against the Chargers, that's another great early memory for me as a young 49ers fan.
Young with a play fake, drops back to throw, deep middle, Waters a great over-the-shoulder catch, bounces away again! Oh, what a bonanza! A spectacular touchdown catch by Ricky Waters!
I loved Ricky Waters back in that day with Dion. That was always a very fond memory, and hopefully many more to come.
When we came in the United States, this is where we land. As far as football, 49ers was our team.
49ers has always been like our family's favorite team. I mean, all of the Onowatis, all of the Batus, it's 49ers.
Oh, he's a big fan of the 49ers. Ever since I started dating him, that's been his number one team.
Or die hard.
Within our family household, you know, we had about three or four houses, everybody, every Sunday, always rooting for the Niners. We have a big Niners game.
If you liked any other team, you weren't watching football games in our living room, you better go to a neighbor's house or something, because that's just, we're just 49ers, born and bred.
This has been going on for decades, big 49er thing, and it just passed on to the kids.
We used to have huge 49er bomber jackets. He had one, I had one. We just wore all 49ers gear. Cousins are fans, so of course we're going to be fans. Our family's from there. So why? How could we not be fans?
I never thought there was a choice. That's just it. You were garnet and gold, and that's just my family, 49ers, through and through.
As the years passed, the Anoa'i's love for the 49ers grew. In 2003, however, another football team found its way into their hearts, as Joe would accept an offer from Georgia Tech and become a pivotal player on a stout defense.
You know, my time at Georgia Tech was awesome. I was fortunate enough to play with a lot of good players. My sophomore year, Megatron showed up, Calvin Johnson, and that kind of changed the whole game there.
When I met Joe in Hawaii, Roman Reigns, my first thought of him was, who is this big dude with long hair? He had really long hair, and he was just this big dude, big Samoan guy with this long tattoo on his arm, and he was just, he looked like a rock star, and he was like a guy that you didn't really want to kind of mess with. Oh, I had a great relationship with Joe. He was an amazing nose tackle. He played the three technique. He also played defensive end. He was just explosive off the ball, and he was a great athlete. To be that size and to be able to move that well, you can tell he was going to be good. And everybody knew that he had lineage in wrestling, his family, and it was just pretty cool. We always talked about it.
My senior year, I was a team captain along with Calvin Johnson and Reggie Ball, our quarterback. I had a pretty good season my senior year, and I was fortunate enough to be selected to the first team All-ACC team. You know, for the longest time, I was just having fun playing college ball, you know, and it didn't get to the point until probably my sophomore year when I, you know, really noticed that I may have an opportunity to play in the NFL.
That opportunity presented itself for Joe as he signed with the Vikings and the Jaguars. Although both stints with the teams were short-lived, Anoa'i then made his way to the Canadian Football League with the Edmonton Eskimos.
From there, you know, it was a choice. You know, do I want to continue to grind this out, continue with the same drill? Hoping and wishing, that's where I had to make the decision to hang up the cleats and pick up the boots. And that was the best decision I ever made in my life. Football gave me so much. It really did. I in so many ways, I think it saved my life, and it kept me on the right track to get where I'm at today. It taught me so many things, so much discipline, so much work ethic, time management. And these are all things that I'm able to do and display today, you know, being with the WWE.
And so Joe Anoa'i became Roman Reigns, joining the sports entertainment giant World Wrestling Entertainment, wrestling in match after match. He has risen through the pro wrestling ranks, and his legions of fans love him for what he represents.
In the ring, Roman Reigns is a ferocious beast, I guess, a good way to describe him. And he's angry, he's mean, and you don't want to be in his way.
When the faithful returns, see how Roman Reigns trains for WrestleMania in the shadows of Levi Stadium. And go behind the scenes with the WWE superstar as he takes a walk through 49ers history.
If you've never been to a WWE live event, you're missing out. Amongst the whole world of entertainment, It's the purest form of entertainment. It is live. It's the oldest story we tell, good versus evil. Now you have so many different emotions and storytelling, and it's just so much more than wrestling inside of a wrestling ring. It's storylines, it's drama, emotions, anger, sadness. So I think if you've never checked out a WWE show, you need to, because we have the best performers in the world. We have pyro. It is anything and everything. It's the best family entertainment that you could ever think of.
Joe Anoa'i, also known as World Wrestling Entertainment superstar Roman Reigns, is a mainstay, a household name when it comes to the WWE. Reigns' love for the sport of wrestling is only rivaled by his love for another sport, football. More notably, Reigns is a diehard 49er fan. In the spring of 2015, WWE descended on Santa Clara, and the 49ers opened their doors to the sports entertainment giant, and to one of their most faithful as well.
This is not memories, this is bragging rights right here, where you remind everybody, hey.
Although it may seem like a bizarre fit, professional wrestling and the 49ers have ties that go beyond Reigns and the glitz and glamour of today's WWE. Ties between the ring and the gridiron are woven into the historical tapestry of the team. Tight end Russ Francis, who wore the red and gold from 1982 to 1987, was not only a three-time Pro Bowler, but also a Super Bowl champion. Amongst his other talents, Francis set the national high school record for the javelin, was a decorated decathlete, and had a little wrestling in his blood.
From the San Francisco 49ers, weighing in at 242 pounds, tonight he walks in the shoes of his legendary father, Sir Edmund Francis, the outstanding tight end and three-time Pro Bowl selection, Russ Francis.
Francis appeared in a 20-man battle royal in WrestleMania II, and he also competed in several other wrestling associations where he and his older brother, Billy Roy, vied for the Tag Team Championship of Hawaii. Maybe the most prolific connection to the wrestling world comes by way of the Lion, Leo Nomellini. This Italian-born career 49er played from 1950 to 1963. Nomellini played in every 49ers game for 14 seasons, tallying an amazing 266 pro games. What's even more amazing, he played both offense and defensive tackle, and was all-pro at both positions. During the offseason, Nomellini wrestled professionally and was part of one of the most historic matches in the Bay Area, which took place against Lou Thesz, a six-time world champion. With athletic prowess that crossed over sports, it's no surprise that Nomellini's jersey has been retired by the franchise, and that he is amongst the Niner greats who are immortalized in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
He's missing teeth. That's how it was back then. He's like Papa. All right, let me break it down. Our locker room consists of a very tight group of Niners fans, the Niner gang as we call it. And then there's Daniel Bryan, you know, who like the Seahawks and these teams that are just popping up out of nowhere. I don't understand it. We have a dynasty here. We have something real. We have history. We're a part of something. myself, my cousins, Jack Swagger is a big Niners fan, and a few others as well, a couple of our referees and guys like that. Any Sunday, you'll see guys running down the hallway to try to find a TV to watch their game. You know, guys, as soon as they're done wrestling, they'll shower up and try to get to any place that has TVs to watch the games. With our schedule and the amount of time we're on the road, it's almost like a comfort zone for us, something that we can pull ourselves out of wrestling, out of you know, the routine of the road, and get lost in football. So there's no season like football season, that's for sure.
In the spring of 2015, as the team was preparing for the NFL draft and the Niners season was months away, Levi's Stadium was preparing for an incredible transformation. It was time for WrestleMania 31, and the main event featured heavyweights Brock Lesnar and faithful Roman Reigns. The event, which captured the attention of millions, was special on many levels for Reigns, whose family ties to the Bay and the team saw WrestleMania as a sort of homecoming.
Yeah, I'm a very lucky person right now. I'm a WWE superstar, but not only that, I'm going to be in the main event of WrestleMania. That alone, that takes the cake just by itself. But I also have the unique opportunity to do all of what I just said, main event WrestleMania, in my favorite team's brand new stadium, Levi's Stadium. I never imagined that I could possibly get to the point of main eventing WrestleMania, but then, you know, also to be a diehard 49ers fan and then to somehow combine those, it just makes for a special, special moment for me. It feels like it was just meant to be, like it was fate.
I think it's awesome, especially getting in Levi's Stadium. You couldn't ask for a better setting for Joe or our family, for that matter. Kind of like when the stars get aligned for some reason, nothing more than a good feeling that yeah, there's about to be some magic happening.
I'm here, you know, on the faithful right now. You know, I've seen the stadium. To be able to experience such an awesome, you know, facility and a stadium and to bring our fans and fill it up and to create moments, it's something I'm going to be able to share with my family for the rest of my life. I'm so proud. I'm so excited. And when it comes down to it, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go out there and tear it up. If there was a roof, my goal would be to blow it off. You know, as a 49ers fan, as a wrestling fan, and as a performer, this is going to be the best night of my life.
At the end of the match, Reigns had unfortunately not been triumphant. His hope to claim the WWE Championship would have to wait another year. But even with the loss in front of so many who share his faithfulness, he reflected on the blessings bestowed upon him.
There's so many awesome things about being a WWE superstar. The traveling, you know, seeing the world. For a long time, you know, the only places I saw was Pensacola, Florida, and Atlanta, Georgia, and then, you know, from small college town to college town, you know, just playing ball. But I never thought I would go all over Europe. I never thought I'd go to China. You know, I never thought I would wrestle in Japan. And that's not even the best part. The best part for me is when I get to see, like, a candid little kid, and to go to make eye contact with him and then to see his smile or her smile, that's the most rewarding thing. That's the coolest part of my job.
And although he is traveling and competing across continents, connecting with fans and finding time to be a dad and husband all at once, Joe Anoa'i also has time to remain faithful.
I would describe the faithful as someone who is dedicated to something that they believe in. And no matter what happens, whether there's ups and downs, you're always going to believe.
For me to define the faithful, this is history. This is one of the biggest dynasties in the NFL, if not the biggest in my mind. It's that SF. It's that helmet. It's that history. It's representing something, and I would never turn my back on that. The way my father and uncle, the Wild Samoans, who are now a Hall of Fame tag team, you know, the way they broke into the business is way back in the day, before I was, you know, even a thought. They would go down to the Cow Palace in San Francisco and watch the local wrestling whenever, you know, wrestling came into town. And at the time, you know, the big hero, you know, especially on the West Coast and in the Samoan population, was High Chief Peter Maivia, one of the biggest heroes on the West Coast at the time. And my father and uncle, they loved him. They respected him. And at the time, he was wrestling a guy named Pat Patterson, who was just an outstanding wrestler. Pat Patterson being the bad guy and High Chief Peter Maivia being the good guy, in a whole, you know, arena full of Polynesians, that didn't go over too well. So I think it got to the point where Pat's, you know, he's beating up High Chief pretty good, and it got to the point where I think they spilled to the outside, and out of nowhere from, you know, up in the top upper rows, my dad and uncle just jump down onto Pat. Here comes security. It becomes a mob. That was the love that they had for him. And Pat told me, he was like, we have to get these guys in. We have to get these guys in the business, or they're going to keep beating me up.